God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our message for today is coming from our Old Testament reading. We have the account in which some people consider this to be the very first murder in the Bible, Cain killing Abel. For those people who think this is the very first murder, which I was probably one of them until recently in my preparations for today's message, a good Lutheran brother reminded me that this necessarily is not the first murder. This is the first time in Scripture, however, following it chronologically, you have someone physically dying. But the first murder really goes back to Adam and Eve. As the devil tempted them, they sinned. And as they sinned, death entered the world. They didn't die at that moment, but they would surely die. They were robbed of eternal life. This could be considered the first murder. So we have Cain here, now upset because his brother Abel's sacrifice was received by God and his was not. I will admit, some people might sit there and say, why not? Scripture here doesn't necessarily give us a clear answer. The book of Hebrews does very well give us the answer in saying Cain must not have had the faith. But here's the hard part. Can we see faith? Can we see trust in God? The answer is no. That comes from within the heart. So we have Cain killing Abel because of a religious sacrifice, one accepted, one not. Within this, we have to ask the question, even for ourselves, along with Cain, would God accept me? Because that was kind of the main driving force behind all this. Does God accept me? And the same struggle that Cain went through is the same struggle we go through. Why does it seem like God blesses other people? And what about me? Does God accept me? Does God love me? Well, Cain, of course, did something that he should not have done. He killed his brother out of anger. God brings that to his attention. We have the famous phrase that is used in today's society, am I my brother's keeper, being used here? And the Lord accuses him because the Lord knows all things. Cain thought he could hide, but like his father Adam found out, you cannot hide from God. And so now there is a curse. Cain says, but wait a minute, I can't bear this curse. Beautiful theology. Cain admits he needs help. And our Lord is not a vindictive God. He's the one who provides help. Not by lifting the curses, because sometimes, especially as you're raising kids, you know you're going to have to allow the natural consequences of their action to sit with them so that they can learn. But provides the way out with a blessing of sorts, a mark, so that Cain would not be killed out of vengeance. There'd be a mark placed upon him. Please don't ask me what that mark is. Scripture does not tell us. Even in the act of disobedience, even in the act of killing, God does not take out his vengeance upon Cain, but provides a way out, a gospel, the mark. For us today, we have to realize that we may have similar thoughts of Cain. Maybe not necessarily killing our brother, but there have been thoughts within our own hearts of anger, of frustration, of hatred, of grievance, of vendettas. We may not have physically executed those thoughts, but they're there. But the underlying thought, will we be accepted by God? Because the same thoughts that went through Cain go through each and every one of us. We have to realize we are no better than Cain. We have sinned. We have fallen short of God's glory. We also have been driven to anger. Will the Lord accept you and me? We go back to our text and find out the answer is yes. Because like Cain, we also need to come before our Lord today, as we did in the liturgy, and we say, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. And we realize with Cain that the curse and the burden of sin that we bear is too much for us. We also need a Savior. We also need a deliverer. That deliverer is God, Jesus the Christ. The one who would take on our flesh, take on our sin, take on our burden, and be driven to the cross. Where he transfers those burdens from us to himself and bears those burdens so that we might live, so that we might have life, life eternal. The undoing of the first murder. How do we get to this point? Will God accept me? The answer is yes. Going back to the Hebrew, and the English ESV picks it up also nicely. The Lord says to Cain, why are you so angry? Why has your face fallen? The Hebrew is using a very sort of descriptive picture to describe the fallenness of the face. Another way of explaining this is maybe depression. In today's world, many people try to undo kind of like this fallenness of the face with the sign of somewhat getting older with, you know, plastic surgery, Botox, some other type of things to sort of put on that almost like that perpetual smile. But the perpetual smile of life doesn't necessarily come from the things of this world because we are still burdened with the aspect of sin. So now, how does God give us that facelift, so to speak? Strangely enough, the same word for face is the same word for almost like your disposition, like your presence. That's not too hard to stretch that. In the Hebrew, it is the same word. So let's pick up some words you might be familiar with that describe this facelift. Comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 26. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let me add one more verse. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. This benediction that we use at the end of our divine service is extremely important. In those last two sections, you have God's face being put upon the people, his face to shine upon you, and his countenance, his face again, his presence upon you. But you may remember from Moses that God said to Moses, you can't behold my face, not directly. The reason why, it's because of our weakness. We cannot bear God's glory. So God does something else. Just like with Cain, he marks Cain. God marks us and places his name upon us. His name was first placed upon us through holy baptism. Again, it's God's name, God's presence, so to speak. His face being put upon us in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is put upon us again at the end of the divine service for the benediction, or during the benediction, and not to be undone. God's presence again is going to be with us in flesh and blood with the Lord's Supper. God again marks us. He reminds the world that we live in as we are filled with sin that we cannot be destroyed, not physically, but eternally. We are now sons and daughters of God, marked for eternity. We have a Savior who now forgives our sins, who loves us and is there to strengthen us and to help us to live as we are also sinners living in this world of sin. We do not say to ourselves, you know, I'm good. We do not say to ourselves that I'm holy per se by ourselves. It is God who makes us holy. Like Cain, we need to realize that the punishment of sin that we bear is greater than I can bear. And so we need a Savior. Will God accept me? The answer is yes. Not because of anything you have done, but because of Christ. We come before our Lord today to realize that it is Christ who rescues us. It is Christ who makes us holy. It's Christ who puts his name upon us to make us holy. It's Christ who loves us and forgives us. It's Christ who bears our punishment of sin upon himself so that we could live. Christ is our mark. Christ is our life. He is our life eternal. In our world today, as we still struggle with that aspect of sin, yes, we have to deal with our own anger. We have to deal with our own depression. We have to deal with the burden of sin. But our Lord comes by and says, "You now bear my name, my face, my countenance. You are forgiven. You now have life and life eternal." And this is the cause of our rejoicing. This is the cause of our gathering, because, yes, the weight of sin is beyond what we can bear. Will God accept me? The answer is yes. All because of the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.